101.3 FM.
Power FM.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The ruling party has appealed for dignified mourning of former President Edgar Lungu amid funeral dispute. The Buy Z campaign has commended government for introducing the 24-hour economy initiative. In international news, a British soldier has been arrested in Kenya over rape allegation. In sports, Chipolopolo assistant coach has expressed confidence in the team's readiness for Wednesday's encounter against Botswana.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The United Party for National Development has expressed deep disappointment over the Patriotic Front's decision to organize a parallel funeral program for former Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, who passed away on 5th June 2025 in South Africa after an illness. In a statement released today, UPND Secretary General Baduke Imenda emphasized that the government's constitutional procedures for the funeral of a former president must be respected. He said these protocols are not only legal requirements, but also rooted in Zambia's moral, cultural and traditional practices that have been observed for centuries. Mr. Imenda has since condemned the PF's move as a breach of national norms and called on the former ruling party to cease politicizing the solemn occasion. He has urged the PF leadership to allow the nation to mourn President Lungu with the dignity and honor befitting his status. In another development, yesterday the opposition Patriotic Front rejected government's declaration of a 7-day national mourning period for the late former Republican president announced on Saturday. PF Vice President Given Luvinda stated that the party had already declared its own national mourning on Thursday prior to the government's announcement. Mr. Luvinda further directed PF members and alliance partners to gather and mourn the former head of state exclusively at the PF secretariat and other designated locations appointed by the party.
Niko kuti 7 days of national mourning anasha declare zulo Patrick Tangwa does not affect us. We already declared 7 days of national mourning. Also, Edgar Chagwa Lungu is going to be mourned at places that are known to be PF places. Azapezeka na uniform ya Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Azapezeka na regalia ya Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Pamalo pa municipality pa PF. Muzile kuti huyo si PF. All members of the Patriotic Front, all members of the parties in the Tonse Alliance, and all members of genuine opposition political parties, please gather only where the PF is found.
And Mr. Luvinda advised members that they should only sign books of condolences bearing the official PF stamp. Addressing rumors and criticism surrounding the mourning process, Vice President Luvinda expressed frustration at those who had previously insulted former President Edgar Lungu.
Tasegura book of condolences here.
Yeah.
Afuno sign a book of condolences, come and sign here. Amenaza sign a pumaro komene city say a sign a book ya or not ya Edgar Chagwa. Books of condolences, provinces once we shall send books of condolences. And for end of Kasai Namuma provinces, first check. Nangachidindo Chapief Chiripo. Mabuku Azanka Anachidindo Chapief. Also Azanka and a portrait ya Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Watamutumirani mabuku yena yo, be careful. Sisi ya chaiva kuna wasi wenzesi.
In other news, Kitwe Deputy Mayor Alex Mongo has advised mobile money operators in the district to follow the appropriate procedure when setting up booths and carrying out operations. Mr. Mongo said the local authority is not an enemy of the operators, but committed to see thriving businesses as it contributes to the development of the district. He said for development and a smooth run of business to happen, the law must be respected. Mr. Mongo further noted that when businesses are properly registered and operate within the legal framework, government is able to support, create order and protect both entrepreneurs' and consumers' rights. He added that the council became concerned with the rapid exploitation of mobile money booths, which prompted an exercise of removing booths in town centre, a move he said was entirely to bring sanity and not to destroy businesses.
Even as you conduct business in the city, please follow the appropriate procedures for setting up and operating your enterprises. The local authority is not your enemy. We want your businesses to thrive because that contributes directly to the growth and development of Kitwe. But for that to happen, the law must be respected. When businesses are properly registered and operate within the legal framework, we are able to better support you, create order and protect both entrepreneurs and consumers alike. And mention that as a city we became increasingly concerned with the rapid proliferation of mobile money booths, not just Amtel but even other providers in Kitwe. We took a bold decision to say we needed to sanitize our city. So we started on a slow but quiet exercise of removing booths in town. That was not to say we did not want your business, but like I said, we needed to sanitize our city and create order and security.
The Buy Z campaign has commended the government of Zambia for introducing the 24-hour economy initiative, starting with the financial services sector. Buy Z campaign founder Evans Kazonga Ngoma believes this bold move will stimulate economic growth, increase productivity and enhance competitiveness. Mr. Ngoma added that the 24-hour economy promises numerous benefits, including increased economic output and job creation, improved service delivery and customer convenience, as well as enhanced competitiveness and attractiveness to investors.
As a campaign promoting local products and services, BuyZ is excited to see the potential impact of the 24-hour economy on various sectors, including increased access to financial services, boosted economic activities and trade, as well as improved efficiency and productivity. We encourage the government to continue implementing this initiative, exploring opportunities to extend hours in other sectors and addressing potential challenges. BuyZ looks forward to collaborating with stakeholders to harness the potential of the 24-hour economy for Zambia's economic growth and development.
In international news, a UK soldier has been accused of raping a woman near a British Army training camp in Kenya, where another soldier was previously accused of murder.